the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Specials Podcast, recording on a Thursday this week because someone is going away for a few days. It's me, actually. Reality Rob Dixon's here to look through all the latest markets on Celebrity Big Brother, Dancing on Ice, Splash. We may touch on a little bit of Voice, and we may even touch on the Oscars and Golden Globes and the Costa Book Award, but we'll see what time permits, Rob, eh?
Loads to get through.
Let's start with Celebrity Big Brother, shall we? The outrights are available on the William Hill Specials pages. Ollie Locke, 7-4. Sam Fares, 4-1. Lionel Blair's 11-2. Dappy is 6-1. Casey Batchelor, 12-1. Jim Davidson, 16s. Lee Ryan, 16s as well. Evander Holyfield, Linda Nolan and Louisa Zisman are all 20-1. 33-1, Liz Jones. And 50-1, Yasmin Waltz. The latest nominations have been... made public on Twitter as we record this. Just Louisa, Evander, Jim, Liz and Yasmin are all up for eviction, although as we saw from this week, we're never quite sure what the Big Brother bosses are going to do with an eviction. Haven't priced that one up yet because we've only just got that news through, but you will be pricing up obviously probably by the time people have listened to this. Should we have a quick chat about the outrights first of all?
Yeah.
Ollie Locke's interesting. I mean, he hasn't really featured too much on the show. He's a, you know, nice guy. You know, he looks great and all the rest of it. 7-4, a little bit short in your eyes?
Yeah, a little bit. You could probably say the same about both of them, couldn't you, Liz? Ollie and Sam have not really had any airtime. Ollie got a little bit at the beginning when they first came in. He struck me as a pretty likeable chap. He seemed to get on well with pretty much everybody in the house. The first few days, it's really just making sure, as a housemate, that you don't really do anything wrong that divides the house and gives you a chance of getting put up for elimination. So
it's a bit like a long distance run.
Yeah, definitely.
You just want to be somewhere behind the pack, don't you?
Yeah. They're only going to show you your controversial housemates at the beginning. That's been proven in what we now day six, I think, of the show. So you've seen your Lee Ryan, you've seen Louisa, you've seen Jasmine, you've seen Casey. That's your storyline,
and that's
the four that you're probably going to. Dappy as well. That's the four or five that you're going to focus on. The rest of them just get themselves nicely in the pack, ready for the end, really. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's not really done a lot wrong. I don't think he's really come across as controversial. He's not getting a lot of airtime, but we've seen in previous Big Brothers, that's not the worst thing in the world.
No, it's interesting. I mean, you start to get, there's so many of these editions of this, the celebrity version of Big Brother, that you start to get a little bit of a feel for how these shows go, and there's no set rule. But what I've noticed, Rob, is that when you get a show like that, you know, the last one that Ron Atkinson was involved in, it was pretty tame, that, wasn't it? It was pretty steady. There was a few arguments, but it wasn't, you know, there was not a lot of debauchery, really. Not that much, even with...
I don't think Ron would have allowed it, would he?
No, but... The one person who was, because it was quite a calm house, relatively speaking, Charlotte from Geordie Shore, she stood out because she was the one who was a bit louder than everyone, and she, you know, weed the bed and she got boobs out and all that. And so she kind of stood out, and it was like she was part of the storyline. And obviously her personality won it over. When you get a show like this, where there's a lot of that going on, and you've got first night or first two nights, Yasmin Waltz was like flashing her boobs and she was absolutely hammered. And, you know, you've got kisses between Louisa and Yasmin. Go and watch it. Yeah, it's all on YouTube. Dappy, of course, doing his thing. Lee Ryan doing his thing. I'm just thinking maybe it'll be, and even if Evander Holyfield's comments about gay people have almost paled into the background because of all this.
Yeah, I
think what might happen is that the people who've got a bit of a stronger moral backbone might rise to the fore here. You know, the people who may be under the radar right now. And I think that includes Sam to a certain extent, because she's being made to look good, and she may well be a very nice girl. She's been made to look even better or even nicer than she is by comparing it to the other young women who are in the house. And the same with Ollie. He's shining by example in relation to Dappy and Lee Ryan, because people would go, oh God, Dappy and Lee. And Lionel Blair, maybe. I mean, I don't know if I back Lionel Blair at 20-1. Thinking, you know, this very thing, that he might just kind of be a moral backbone through the show. I'm not sure he'll last the 3 weeks, though, Rob, Lionel Blair.
I
wonder if he'll walk.
I think it's quite a good...
I didn't mean won't last the 3 weeks because of his age, by the way.
Yeah, I think he's It's a strange one with Lionel, isn't it? I did think sort of 20-1. I remember you telling me at the weekend that you'd backed him, and I thought 20-1 did look a bit big, and that's obviously been proven the case. It's really a question with Lionel of how low can this price go? I don't think he's going to be up for nomination.
No, that's
it's just whether his main bit, I think, will be when we start to lose two or three of these sort of bigger names.
Yeah.
Then where does Lionel fit in?
Does he come to the fore?
Yeah, does he come into the fore there? If what we've seen in the last sort of three or four nights is standard, then he probably feels it's still one of the youngsters, to put it, is probably going to come through and win. But I don't know. At the moment, I think Lionel Back is in a very good position.
Yeah. In terms of those nominations, as I say, we haven't got prices as yet. I'd have to be looking at Liz in that list. Remember, it was Louisa, Evander, Jim, Liz, and Yasmin. I mean, reasons to save again. You go through the old reasons that people vote. People have to be motivated to vote in a vote to save. Obviously, Yasmin, she's a classic kind of Big Brother, celebrity Big Brother contestant. Divisive. A lot of people don't like her, but there will be people out there who do.
I think
Evander, obviously a legend, and despite what he said, I think people will still give him support. Jim Davidson, I think some people are saying that he's...
I think Jim's coming across
He's coming
right.
across all right, yeah, despite what's happened to him. I wondered if he was a bit of value in the outright market at 16s, but I'm not sure. With that, you have to have someone this early on who isn't going to get nominated yet. Then that gives you a bit of... Louisa, I'm not sure, but again, I think there'll be enough people. Liz Jones, I can't see how anyone's going to warm to her.
Journalists
have got a terrible record in these programmes, haven't they?
Female journalist for a paper that's not the most popular in the country. I don't really see how she survives. The only reason that she'd go, I think she'd survive in a... if it was a vote to evict, I think she'd survive. I think there's more reasons for getting rid of Jasmine in a vote to evict, but vote to save, I don't think you can see. I'm not going to pick up my phone and pay 50p to keep somebody else in the house who, realistically, is probably, if she doesn't go this week, she'll go next week.
So, I think that's fair. Rob's priced up the top female and top male markets as well, and the gender of the winner. We'll move on to Dancing on Ice, Rob. The first show last week, bit of a surprise, really. In the end, the amount of people who went was a surprise, wasn't it? I wasn't really expecting when we recorded. It was obviously a few days before the first show. I wasn't expecting two people to go from the first show.
Normally
we're eased into it, aren't we? With like 2 weeks of ice skating before the
Saturday
end.
Saturday night, they announced that one would go on the public vote, and the three bottom, one would go on the public vote, and two would survive.
Yeah.
Or two would survive at least to the skate offs, where we'd lose one more. So obviously the same policy again this week, and then I hope. Anyway, we go back to normal eliminations from next week. But it was good. It was quite a surprise, really, to see Georgie Porter go. I would like to see the awkwardness of her and Sylvain carry on for another few weeks. But I think while Twitter's going, I think that's still rumbling on Twitter between them. But
that was fun, wasn't it?
It was disappointing because I think she did well. She did well last year. It's bizarrely, it's not probably a very good chance for Beth if they've decided that she's based on that. There wasn't really much to choose between the two of them last year. And
my thinking was that there was a lot to choose between them in terms of public support, though, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Beth polled like 75%.
As far as skating ability is concerned, there wasn't a lot. But
I think she's more likable, isn't she?
Definitely more likable, as well as on the back of the Olympic year as well. So,
yeah. This obviously it was Joe and Robin in the bottom two with Georgie and Sylvain, and Joe and Robin went as well, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, Joe, it was good. I quite enjoyed Joe. He's a funny character, isn't he, as far as Dancing on Ice is concerned anyway. But, I thought they were...
It was Bonnie and Andre and Joe and Robin in the bottom two. Georgie went. I mean, again, though, Bonnie, 27.5 she scored. Did all right. I mean, Gareth and Brianna got 22 points, didn't they? So, obviously, a bit of support there for Gareth.
Yeah, definitely.
Gareth Gates, that is.
Disappointing from Hayley as well, for the first show. Anyway, 24.5, just... just wonder if the judges were just holding something a little bit back.
Because obviously with Daniel as well, he's a three-time winner of the show, and they've reunited Daniel with Hayley. The outrights then, great Ray Quinn impressed, of course, 10-11 now. Hayley Tamerlan is 4-1. Kieran Bracken, 9-2. Kieran Bracken's an interesting one, Rob. I was reading this week about he's actually formed, since winning the show. He won the show? Did he win the show?
Yeah.
Since winning it way back when, he formed his own company, carried on skating, and formed a celebrity dancing company where, the likes of Ray Quinn have performed in Chico and all the rest of them. So he's been, he's continued. There's a bit of, I don't know if you saw this, there was a bit of beef between him and the ITV, or so it was reported. He was claiming that the producers were making out that he was ultra competitive, and basically kind of painted him in a bad light. He's desperate to win this, Rob.
Yeah,
and I think he's desperate to win it because obviously if he wins it again, that's great publicity for his celebrity dancing on ice show.
Yeah.
And it gives it another bump. 9-2, I heard this week he's doing lifts that have never really been tried on the show before. He's in this to win it.
Yeah, definitely.
Kieran
obviously
Bracken.
You've got the competitive sportsman element that we were talking about. We'll probably come to mention it on Splash in a bit, but he's based on that. He's probably one of the only ones that are still carrying on skating as well.
Yeah.
You'd think, especially considering he won it so long ago. You'd think maybe somebody like Beth Tweddle would maybe carry on and over the course of a year, even down to sort of 9-10 months, you're not going to lose.
Well, there were some rumours about Beth Tweddle. I mean, I don't think it's ever came to fruition, but there were some rumours about Beth Tweddle saying, obviously, she'd given up, she'd retired from gymnastics. Some rumours about her maybe considering going into professional skating as well, and taking that format on, which, obviously, the skills are transferable, aren't they?
Sometimes you never know what the sort of standard. I mean, somebody like Ray Quinn, if he ever went...
Yeah,
could he make it as a sort of professional skater?
I'd have to be honest and say I wouldn't be able to comment on that. My skating ability probably isn't good enough to comment.
My skating ability gets to about two falls at the ice rink in Leeds that they put up Millennium Square.
I don't do no falling. I'm pretty good. If I was a celebrity, Rob, and I went on this, I think I'd do all right.
It hurts to fall, trust me.
Yeah, it obviously does. That's why I don't fall. Carrying on with the betting, we've got Suzanne Shaw at 9-1, Sam Atwater 10-1, Beth Tweddle 14s, Bonnie Langford 50s, 50s Gary Lucy, 80s Gareth Gates, 80s Zara Abrahams, 100-1 David Seaman, and Todd Carty is 150-1. Interesting one. Obviously, another heat this weekend. Rob's put up the third elimination, so the public vote, which is the first person to go, and then they do the skate-off afterwards. So you've got Zara Abrahams is 6-5 favourite to be the one who goes on the public vote. Todd Carty, 15-8. David Seaman, 100-30. Gary Lucy, 12-1. Beth Tweddle, 25-1. Sam Atwater, 33s. And Suzanne Shaw, 33s. And then we've got who will be eliminated from the skate-off. Todd Carty, 4-6. David Seaman, 3-1. Zara Abrahams, 4-1. Gary Lucy, 7-1. Beth Tweddle, 16. Sam Atwater, 33s. And Suzanne Shaw, 40-1. I can see why you've put Zara Abrahams in that market. It's probably one of the least known, I would say, of all the contestants in this heat.
Yeah, I don't think she. It's quite a long time ago again that she was in it. I think she came sort of third or fourth in one of the really early shows. I think it's the first one I ever did. I think it would have been 2008. I think it would. But yeah, Todd Carty will get fan support. Whether he gets enough fan support to get him out the bottom three, though, is open to question.
Mm.
David Seaman, again, very popular British or English, sorry, goalkeeper. And I think, to be quite honest, I think the bottom four are safe. The bottom four should skate relatively well enough to survive. Obviously, Zara at 6-5, I think, I still think it's good value. There was actually some 5-2 out there early in the week, which I snaffled up, but I think it was probably, I said at the time, I think it was probably about an even money shot, and I still think she will go.
She came third, didn't she, in that series, just ahead of Gareth Cates, and that was the one that Suzanne Shaw won.
Yeah, the other one really for the fourth elimination is David Seaman. It's if you're convinced that Todd Carty can get out of the bottom three, then David Seaman at 3-1 is, for me, is a knocking back. I don't think he'll I don't think he'll poll so poorly that he'll finish bottom. I think Zara will get that bottom spot and go. But if Todd Carty does survive, then really David Seaman's up against some very good skaters.
I mean, it's hard to see him being saved in a skate off Todd Carty, isn't it?
No,
is there
I
any
don't
chance
think
he misses it? You know, like he is involved in the clip that's shown most from this show, isn't he? I guess. Is there any way he misses even being in the bottom two, Rob? Though
I think he misses being in. There's probably a case for him to be missing the bottom three.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, that's what I meant. Sorry. Yeah. So
where you look and where did he come to about eighth or ninth? There was that bounce there, based on when he skated off the arena, but. I don't know. So you look at other people that he was up against, you could make cases for your people going out there, but I just think the standard's so high. Then I don't think this is as high a standard as the as last week's.
Mm. He was eliminated fifth in 2009. So
I think to be quite honest, I think David Seaman. I'm going to take a punt and say that Todd Carty might this week just avoid the bottom three.
So you are basically saying David Seaman at 3-1 in the skate off.
David Seaman at the skate off. I don't think David Seaman's done. I don't think he's going to poll so poorly that he goes first.
No, I was wondering about that.
He's got to be in the skate off because I can't see that he's going to get enough points to get him out of the skate off.
Mm, yeah. When you look at, obviously, you know, he did really well in his show in 2006, the very first one, came fourth, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he was fresher in the mind then, wasn't he?
Well, the advantage that he's got is he's engaged, soon to be married to his dance partner, or his skating partner, actually on the show, Frankie. So he will still be, an active skater.
Mm. Yeah.
Which we'll talk about with Kieran Bracken early on. But I just think that. I just can't see him getting out of this bottom three. I think at 3-1, I think he's actually good value for that fourth elimination.
Rob's also priced up the week two highest scorer. Sam Atwater is 11-8. Suzanne Shaw is 13-8. Beth Tweddle 11-4. Gary Lucy 14-1. Zara Abrahams 16. 33 is David Seaman and 100-1. Add noughts.
Add plenty of noughts.
Todd Carty. I'll still go with Beth Tweddle. Yeah. 11-4, she's skated most recently of any of them. I think she's continued throughout the year, and if not, she hasn't had long to kind of lose any of the skills that she's learnt. You might end up with a dead heat as we did there last week. I think it was 29.5 was shared between Kieran and Ray, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be all over that Beth Tweddle at 11-4. I mean, like, obviously Suzanne Shaw won series three though. I mean, I don't know how much she's been skating since. Series three was a long old time ago. Sam Atwater, more recent. Series six was the one that he won. Obviously all very good. I just take Beth Tweddle. She might go out there big. You know, with a big routine early on rather than a safe one. I think that's a fair price, that Rob, 11-4.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wonder if they've seen sort of what had happened to Georgie last week has sort of changed her mind that she needs
she'll
a really
go out,
big...
She's a sportswoman. She'll go out there and...
She needs a big skate to begin with, doesn't she, to sort of set the bar, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Nice gymnastics pun as well. It's very good. There are also match bets. Ray Quinn versus Hayley Tamaden, Sam Atwater versus Kieran Bracken, and Beth Tweddle versus Suzanne Shaw. Ray Quinn and Kieran Bracken, pretty big odds on. But the Beth Tweddle to Suzanne Shaw one, 5-4 Beth Tweddle to beat Suzanne Shaw. I'd take that as well. I'm being Beth Tweddled here, but yeah, I like that price as well.
At least you've made your mind up for the series.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all in. I'm all in on Beth. Outrights available, of course, as we've already mentioned. Top female, top male, and gender of winner available. Splash.
Splash.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not having all these people criticising Splash. I think it's great fun on a Saturday night. Kids love it. You sat there with your kids. They love it. I love watching it. There's a bit of something for the dads. It's fantastic.
I like the show, but
Bruce Boobs.
How the hell can they justify it being on for 90 minutes. I know, it's terrible. Beyond me last
Do you know
week.
What, Rob? Do you know what I thought last week? And, you know, far be it from me to criticise.
You should be going out on a Saturday night.
If only, eh? Far be it from me to criticise television presenters, because I'm sure it's a very difficult job to do in those circumstances. But Gabby and Logan and Vernon Kay are very, top of the tree presenters, aren't they? They're right up there. I thought the actual diving and the contestants were much better. I thought the presenting and everything was poor. It seemed really strange to me. Vernon Kay seemed to want to be like a comedian and really take the mickey out of everything to do with the show, and it just didn't really work for me at all. So that was disappointing, just watching it as a spectacle. Mind you, compared to Celebrity Big Brother, it's like it'll probably win a Grammy. Perry Keeley is a 4-7 favourite after he fell off the top board without his glasses on and entered the water pretty well. 5-1 Austin Healey. There's been a lot of chat about him this week, being right up for it and doing very well. 9-1 Dan Osborne. Anna Williamson is 12-1. She's in the heat this week. Keith Duff is also in the heat this week. He's 14-1. Una Foden, 14-1. Pollyanna Woodward is 16. Michaela Strachan, who made it through, of course, last week, is 20-1. Danielle O'Hara, Nay Lloyd, is 25-1. Martin Afaya, also in this week's heat, is 25-1. Patrick Monaghan, the newsreader, 25-1. Paul Young, as in the singer,
yeah,
is 25-1. Penny Mordaunt, 33-1. Toya Wilcox, 40-1. Jenny Eclair, 66. Is Paul Ross. Who's Penny Mordaunt?
Penny Mordaunt is...
Are these just names that you've chucked in there because you've heard them on the rumour mill?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Penny Mordaunt.
You don't even know who she is,
She's a Tory MP.
All right. There's a rumour, Rob, that we may have a Paralympian going in. Richard Whitehead. Nothing confirmed by the show as yet. But that would be interesting. I was reading an article with... Anna Williamson in Reveal. I didn't buy Reveal. I was reading an online article with her via Digital Spy or something. And she said, right at the bottom of the article, I persevered it all the way through, and she said, they were asked about Perry, and she said he might be given a run for his money because there are some additions to be made and some very inspirational additions to be made as well, which suggests that Richard Whitehead, MBE, by the way, could be in there, or someone could be in there who's a Paralympian. Richard Whitehead, by the way, is a double above-the-knee congenital amputee. He holds a world record for athletics with a double amputation in the full and half marathon. So you can understand why that may set the cat amongst the pigeons. Any thoughts on the outrights? I mean, it's hard to touch with Perry Keeley at 4-7.
Yeah, it was a strange one for Perry, wasn't it? He went off the 10-metre board, which, to be quite honest, was pretty much expected from the prices, the reason why he was fab in the first place. But I don't know, the fact that he took his glasses off, said he couldn't see the dive, albeit off the 10-metre board, was relatively easy, and he still didn't get it right. You meant to go in straight into the dive with your arms by your side. He had his hands up. So, I mean, there's plenty of room for improvement. Whether again, he's just stalling for better things, or they've told him just to do this. Maybe he is. Maybe he is the best diver by miles. And he'll show that when it gets to the semi-finals and the final. But, it was interesting. He was quite a few points behind sort of Eddie the Eagle on his first dive, which was also off the 10-metre board last year. So I think if you've not had a bet, I don't think the 4-7 is any value at all. If you're on at odds against any price up to the 3-1 that we quoted at the start of the show, then you probably are still on value, and he might still win, but I think at 4-7 there's plenty of interesting competitors, I think, still in. Including sort of Austin Healey, and hopefully somebody's come out of Stites heat. Tomorrow's heat.
Yeah. The heat winner market sees Anna Williamson as the favourite, 5-4. Keith Duffy is 13-8. Martin Afaya, 4-1. Toya Wilcox, 12-1. And Paul Ross, 16-1. The way this works, if you didn't see it last week, is they all dive, and then there's a public vote. Lines are open for about 10 minutes. The one with the highest number of public votes goes straight into the semi-finals. And the next two are given the chance to dive off, and the judges then pick who goes through from the best of three, basically. It was all, I mean, again, that's what I mean, Rob. Last week it was very confusing. Why don't they just do it like the normal way? Why don't they just go, you're through, And these two are also through. They have to go. They go, you're through, or you're going home, you're through. And it's just all over the place. Can you? I'm interested as to why you think Anna Williamson will be more popular than Keith Duffy.
I think this is one of those. I think Anna will score very highly.
Mm-hmm.
I think Keith will take the public vote. But I think over the two, with the scores combined, I think Anna's probably a better bet to win the heat than Keith. I think Anna will do a better dive. I think Anna will do a very good dive tomorrow.
Right.
And I think she'll be very well scored. Probably not as high as a couple of them last week. So this does, to me, look a pretty weak heat. But, yeah, I think Keith will attempt something off a higher board. I can see Anna going off 5. Could even see Keith going off 10. But I think the 5-metre dive will be better than the 10-metre dive in this occasion.
That's a fair explanation. I think Keith will equal Anna's dive. I don't think she'll be better than Keith Duffy. Ultimate competitor, does Ironman challenges. You know, no qualms about anything.
Are we going to have another packet of peanuts on who does the highest? Who gets most points between Anna and Keith this week?
No, I'm just happy to back Keith Duffy.
No, I think we should bet peanuts.
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the bet? Sorry, who scores the highest?
Who gets through? No, I'm not bothered who gets through.
Okay.
William will win all the time anyway.
I'm not saying that he definitely does score higher.
Oh.
What I'm saying is that he will win the heat.
Okay.
Because he will get far more. I mean, Anna Williamson. Who?
Anna Williamson. Well, if you watch television, you might.
What? Go on. Which television?
Well, she's always on. She was on Daybreak, wasn't she?
Well, yeah, but I don't watch daytime TV.
Don't you?
If you went in the street, Rob, and asked 100 people who Keith Duffy is, how many would say that they recognise the name and be able to
Keith
name
Keith Duffy? I reckon, or 70%.
Yeah. How many would say out of 100 they recognise? They know who Anna Williamson is.
Probably less. Probably about
10%.
30.
All right,
I know Anna Williamson.
I'll give you 30. But you have to do maths being a trader. 30%, yep. 70%. I mean, it, you know, even if he's not quite as good at the dive, even if he's second, let's say she wins a dive and he's second, he'll romp it.
Well, he's got to get second first, hasn't he? If he makes a complete and utter shit of it?
Of course. But anyone could. I can't have that in my betting. I can't have that in my mind.
If it goes wrong, well, let's just never bet. All negative thoughts, then, shall we?
Well, let's just never bet. It's like, I really fancy this football team, but what if they get a player injured after 5 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've got to be thinking of these things. This is what steps like compilers out from the general public.
Oh, right, yeah, that's very true. You are superhuman. But we're not even talking about the other three. I mean, Paul Ross, Toyo Wilcox making up the numbers. Martin Afaya, 4-1. I mean, his tweets suggest that he's not looking forward to this at all. Every tweet I've seen is him going, oh, no, and different things, and he doesn't seem that confident about it. Are we right just to rule him out, or could he have some base-level support there? I mean, I've seen some Rugby League tweeters saying they're going to do a block vote for him, but I don't even think the Rugby League community could get him over the line, could they?
Yeah, it's a bit of a test after Lee Halfpenny in the Rugby Union vote.
Yes, it is.
So if we could get some Rugby League people voting for him around the Wigan area, then he might do all right. But, be interesting. I just think maybe the first two are a little bit ahead. But, yeah.
Maybe, I wonder if one of those bottom two could be in the dive-off. You know, I mean, we haven't got a market around this anyway. So, but maybe Paul Ross might get in the dive off. Maybe if he's got no fear and goes off the top board, he could do it. He could do it.
Top board is a nightmare, isn't it?
Would you fancy it, Rob, off the top board?
No, I'd struggle at 5 metres. I can swim very well. I
never thought I was afraid of heights until I actually went up something very high and looked down. And I'm not afraid of heights, but it's not nice being up there.
Scared of heights. I've still got bad honeymoon memories of looking down on the top of the Empire State Building.
I'm pleased you continued that sentence. To be fair, just from bad honeymoon memories.
Bad.
Yeah. Okay. So we've nailed our colours there. I mean, I couldn't touch Anna Williamson at 5-4. I think it's a crazy price. 13-8. Keith Duffy is my selection there in that one. You've got some voice specials out. Will the Voice UK 2014 winner have a UK number one single? 10-1 if you think it will. Unlikely, isn't it? 5-1 for the winner to have a UK number one album. All the press has been done this week with Kylie Minogue and Ricky Wilson. Wilson from the Kaiser Chiefs, the new additions. Sir Tom Jones and Will.i.am are still there plugging away. 9-4 for Kylie Minogue to be the winning manager. 5-2 Sir Tom Jones. 11-4 for Ricky Wilson. And 11-4 for Will.i.am. You got the right fav there, Rob, to be fair, haven't you?
You're right, fav, yeah.
Yeah, she's built into our way of life, isn't she, yeah. Kylie? She's been part of our lives since we were teenagers, our generation.
Probably the front two. I'd probably make a little bit of a case for Will.i.am. He made such an horrific, shocking selections last year, didn't he, and ended up so sort of top heavy.
He tried to be really clever about it, didn't he?
It didn't work. So it'd be interesting to know. It's third year now that they've done it, then it'd be interesting to know how they do it. Mm. Obviously the housewife's favourite, Sir Tom Jones, is always popular in the betting here at 5-2 as well, so we'll wait and see.
Yeah, hard one to have a bet on, but on the basis that Kylie Minogue might get an extra bit of votes for her.
Can I just say, due to scheduling issues, there will be no in-running betting on The Voice tomorrow night.
Okay.
Just because I can't find anyone to do it. No Lee Phelps, would you like to do The Voice tomorrow night?
No, I think my skills are on the other side of the trading. Well, I haven't got that many skills there. What I mean is I'd be more comfortable on this side of the trading desk than your side.
Do you know what? I'd like to
criticise and have a bit of banter
spot,
with you.
Spot
potential
but
I wouldn't want to do your job.
No, not many people do these.
Yeah, it's a great job, but I don't think I'd be good at it. I don't think I'd be that good at it. We've got loads of other markets in here. We're running a bit short of time, but we've got the Golden Globes, we've got the Oscars still.
Yeah, Golden Globes is this weekend, so if you want to bet any time before 11 o'clock Sunday evening for the Globes.
I was interested, my big bet, my one bet that I've really liked was Idris Elba, 14-1 to win the Golden Globe. Not even nominated with the BAFTAs.
No.
I mean, he's a British actor. I thought he'd get nominated.
No, Mandela got a few nominations a bit further down the line, but the top sort of two or three nominations avoided them, didn't they? So, I was a bit disappointed. I'm all over the Idris Elba for the Oscars as well. So, disappointing. But we move on.
Chiwetel Ejiofor 1-7 to win the BAFTA for Best Actor for 12 Years a Slave. Bruce Dern for Nebraska 8-1, 12-1 Leonardo DiCaprio, The Wolf of Wall Street. Tom Hanks 12-1 for his role in Captain Phillips, and Christian Bale 20-1 for American Hustle. Elsewhere, there's the Costa Book Award. I wouldn't mind having a little natter about that one when we get a chance, maybe next week. Is that still?
It's not
the end of January, is it? Have a look at that if you've got an interest in that one. You've got your Royal Specials, Weather Specials, the National TV Awards, Rob, as well. Yeah. There's so much going on. When's that? That's not for a couple of weeks, is it?
That is 2 weeks.
21st of January, you've put
2 down.
2 weeks.
Here. Voting has opened on their website, which I can't remember what it was. The ntas.com or something like that, but you can go into each category. It's a bit like a multiple choice questionnaire. You go into each category, tick which one you want, and have a bet and sit and wait for your money in
I tell you what, I mean,
2 weeks time.
It's a bit short for me, but if you like shorties, then 2-9 Mrs Brown's Boys is absolutely nailed on.
There has been plenty of value around over the last few days.
Oh, have you had a bit of Mrs Brown's Boys?
No, not Mrs Brown's Boys. I've backed Coronation Street Best Serial Drama, or soap as they like to call it now.
8-15 with you.
10-11.
No.
And there was a very interesting one that William Hill didn't price up. Best documentary.
As in you?
As in me. Yeah,
why didn't you price it?
Because I thought the price was wrong.
What price did you get?
It was Educating Yorkshire.
Okay.
Was available at 3-1.
Oof.
Against. Oof. And is now, I think, about 1-3 on.
Oof. What was favourite in that market out of interest? Do you remember? Thanks for the text, by the way.
Yeah, that's all right. Here to help. I can't remember what the favourite was, but it shouldn't have been.
Well, we should only really talk about one market in the NTAs, and that's the talent show. Best talent show.
Best talent show. We should
4-7 Strictly Come Dancing. The X Factor 5-2. Britain's Got Talent 6-1. The Voice 14-1. Dance on Ice 16-1. Another 4-7 shot, isn't it? Another odds on one.
Strictly should go.
Can you allow me a double on Mrs. Brown's Boys and Strictly Come Dancing? No, it's empty that, isn't it?
You know you don't get these doubles, do you? Every time you ask, like I'm just going to offer you, I was just going to say, oh, well, I'll decide to do it on the NTAs. Mrs. Brown's voice is rubbish, but it is up against Miranda, which is absolute detritus. So
well, but they love both. People love both. But Mrs. Brown's boys, you know, obviously the most watched TV show on Christmas Day, etc., etc., etc. So, you know, that 2-9 is, I think it's buying money, but...
2-9?
Yeah.
You're a brave man. No,
like I say, I wouldn't do it, but if anyone likes that sort of... That can't lose.
People Mrs. Brown's boys.
Absolutely love that show, don't they? Absolutely love it when you're on, you know, look at Twitter when it's on it and people are, I mean, you know, there's a tweet every half a second about it.
Yeah, to be fair, there's a few going through now. There is a few that
Derek's actually, my favourite of those four, but Derek's got no chance of winning.
Value, so yeah, I can't see Miranda winning. Mrs. Brown's boys in at 2-9.
I tell you what might be worth having a look at, and I'll have a look at this and see what how active Ricky Gervais is on Twitter drumming up support for Derek, because
I don't think he's bothered.
I wouldn't have thought so, no, but he's very he loves a bit of Twitter, doesn't he? And if there's any
there
kind
might
of
be a token,
do you remember about 2 years ago when Keith Lemon drummed up a support for it was either him to win or I think it was Celebrity Juice to win the best panel show or something like that, and it won about 8-1 because he basically just went on Twitter. And
exactly. So the interesting one, going back to proper work now, best drama. There's been a lot of discussions over this one. It's tough to call. Doctor Who's 11-8, Downton Abbey's 11-8,
Broadchurch 4-1.
Now, Broadchurch. I'm glad you've lightened up there, because Broadchurch is the one I have backed.
But the only problem with, I love your bet, but the only thing I'd say was it was a bit of a while ago, wasn't it? The only problem is that Doctor Who's had all that publicity recently, the devoted fans and all that. Broadchurch was just was it this time last year, or maybe February, March last year?
Sort of
it's a shame it wasn't more recent. What price did you get on that?
10.
That's fair enough. Can't argue with that. I was going to say 4-1 looks a bit skinny, but 10-1, that's a nice bet to have, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't know if it'll win, but it's a nice bet.
So, yeah, I mean, there's quite a few favourites. I was looking at, obviously, if you want your short price favourites, entertainment presenter, Ant and Dec 1-6, won it the last 9-10 years now, is it? They're not going to be losing it again, and they will complete the double with I'm a Celebrity beating their own Saturday Night Takeaway, also again at 2-9 for best entertainment show.
Here's a little, you'll like this a lot. Yesterday, Ant and Dec tweeted to their 3.1 million followers.
They've got more than me, haven't they?
Yeah, just. It said their votes include Derek, Inside Death Row with Trevor McDonald. And
I think I've got a sneaky feeling that was the one that was Fav.
Yeah. And Broadchurch.
Oh, Broadchurch.
Yeah, so Ricky Gervais came back with... he tweeted, when you vote for Derek, make sure you also vote for Ant and Dec. So they are on it. You know, Ricky Gervais has got 5.4 million Twitter followers. It wouldn't be the worst bet of all time, that Derek one, I don't think. But, obviously I put up the 2-9 on Mrs. Brown's boys. It can't get beat. But if that gathers any pace, if Ricky Gervais really starts to hammer that home, then,
yeah.
Great show as well, Derek. Brilliant. Right, well, after saying we were all but done, we've carried on for another 10 minutes. So we are now done.
Keep the punters happy, don't we?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Rob, thanks very much for your time.
Always a pleasure.
Enjoy your television this weekend. I know you will.
Yes.
And follow Rob on Twitter. It's @reality_Rob. I'm @LeePhelps, and we will speak to you at the same time next week. Thanks for downloading the podcast. If you're having a bet on any of the specials markets, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.